And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Jeff to join me. Now, Jeff has never been on the show before. This is his first time with me, but I will tell you this. Jeff is an amazing person. He's an amazing person. You don't even know that, but I know that about Jeff, and here's why I know that about Jeff. Jeff is one of these guys that did everything that he was told to do. He did. He's gone to school. He's gotten good grades. He's gotten into a very good job. He's working for a, well, let's just call it a very big organization that has a very big amount of money assigned to it. And he's got some responsibility for that. So what does that mean? Well, it means that Jeff has responsibility. And he has a lot of responsibility. As a matter of fact, he's got major responsibility. We're going to get into this responsibility that he has. He's got a lot sitting on his shoulders. But in addition to all this responsibility he has at his workplace, he also has a responsibility to his family, and he has a responsibility to get himself and his beautiful bride and his family retired. Now, here's the crazy thing. In 2021, you remember what was going on in 2021, do you not? You do remember. We were kind of coming out of a pandemic, but then we were going back into a pandemic. Then we came back. So you remember the craziness of 2021, right? All right. So guess what Jeff did? Jeff became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah. In a time period where everybody was hunkering down, where basically the close sign was on every business across America, Jeff decided that he had a real estate problem and that he was going to do something about it. So what he did was he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in the middle of a pandemic. Now, here's the problem you need to understand about what Jeff was dealing with. Jeff carries a lot of responsibility in his life. There are a lot of people that rely upon Jeff's expertise and his knowledge and what he does for the organization that he works for. But here's the crazy thing. He had a retirement problem. And in 2021, he recognized that that problem was real and he had to do something about it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring Jeff onto the show. We're going to talk about 2021. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show. It's really good to have you here. How you doing, by the way?
I'm good. How you doing, Al?
Man, I'm having a blast. You know, everybody in the audience is sitting on pins and needles because they're trying to figure out how a brilliant mind like yours joins an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited in the middle of a pandemic. What was going on in your mind?
Well, I don't know how brilliant I am, but I knew Lifestyles had the map, and I knew sitting on the fence, I was never going to be able to get anywhere in life, and I was going to end up being a Walmart greeter, which is not a problem with that as long as I'm not forced to do it. You know, if you want to do it as a hobby, that's cool. I did everything. I went to school, went and got a master's, you know, and really I just felt like none of that really mattered, you know. My family, I was struggling just to make the bills every month. I worked two jobs for, you know, 5 years under the radar, my primary job, and I still just felt like I just wasn't making headway, and I was delivering pizzas, and I was listening to your show going down the road, you know, during my little side hustle in the evenings, and it was like my mobile university. I just kept pumping, you know, and I knew I had to do something. I got with my wife. We just had a baby, and it was. I have two girls and this was a boy. So it was kind of, I call it my miracle baby. And so we had him in the stroller at the 2 day and, you know, I'd take my wife with me and I just knew we had to do something. And she said, yeah, go ahead and join. Let's get a plan going.
So you got a green light from your wife?
I did.
That's pretty amazing. So she recognized the same thing that you recognized, that everything you guys were doing to try and get ahead, to try and, you know, make ends meet, nothing was coming together. Everything just seemed a little bit out of sequence. I mean, is that a good way to put it? Or is there a better way to put it?
No, that's exactly how it was. And matter of fact, she's pretty amazing because once we went to the 2-day and once we joined Challenge, I still sat on my butt because I was fearful. And she was like, you paid to be in this program. You need to buy a house this year. And so I finally ended up buying one in like November of 2021. That was my first rental property. So she was a huge part of that.
So in 2021, we were still in a pandemic. So you're looking for property. Are you physically going to all of these properties that you're identifying, or how are you figuring out what properties you're interested in buying?
Yeah, no, I never even went to the property before I bought it. I got with the Moon Kim with Lifestyles Realty, and he was sending me all kinds of good stuff. I mean, all the deals were looking pretty good, and then I would just, you know, I'd get a deal, and then I'd go Google Map it, and I was like, well, my thought was, what do I think about this? Because I'm in Temple. I'm not in Houston. And so, but he made everything really easy for me, and he got the inspectors to go out there and do, like, the top five. I did a couple of those before I even purchased this one. It was through the Lifestyles Realty team, they made this really, really easy.
Are you okay with me asking you a very personal question in front of, you know, millions of people that are listening to us?
Sure, go ahead.
How much do you love your family?
I love my family a lot. That's my true worth in life, actually.
Would you say that everything you do in your life is designed to benefit your family?
All of it.
Why in God's creation would you live in a place called Temple, Texas, and buy a house in a place called Houston, Texas? Why would you do that?
I would do that because I wanted to create a cash flow for my family, and I wanted to change our family tree. And I wanted to also show my family that it could be done from long distance. You know, it's about 160 miles from here to there. And I think I've only been to the property like a couple of times. It was just because I was visiting family in the area.
Oh, so you were just curious.
I just want to make sure it was still there. It was still
there. Make sure nobody came by and stole the whole house, right?
Right, and it was there. I couldn't believe it.
like somebody had planted it there, like, you know, some 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it just never moved, huh?
Right, exactly.
All right, so there are people listening to us having fun talking about the fact that you, like, never went to this property that you bought in Houston, Texas, but there's actually some logic behind you not going to the property, is there not?
That's correct.
So what is the logic behind buying a property essentially sight unseen? How did you accomplish that?
Okay, so first of all, like I said, I went through Moon Kim, and he sent me a WhatsApp message of a video of a full walkthrough of the back, I mean, of the house, you know, of the outside of the house, the back and the front. And I was watching it, and I was like, wow, that's really a nice house. I really liked it. And then I got on Google Maps, and I drove down the road, you know, through Google Maps, and I was like, this is really a nice neighborhood. And all the numbers were there, and it was like $400 or $500 projected cash flow. At the time, it was like I was going to have instantly like $10,000 or $15,000, $20,000 worth of equity, but I didn't really care about that at that moment because I was going for the cash flow in the property.
What was the cash flow again? Did you say it was $300-$400? What was it?
The cash flow when I first started out, and this was with property management, was probably like $400, $425.
What are you getting today on that property? Do you still have the property? I guess is the
I still have it today, even with I've had some things go up, but it's cash flowing $360, and that's with property management in place. I decided just to have property management take care of it, just because I'm so far away. This property management company that I go with, they're amazing, right? I mean, they've been really good, honestly. And I know if I go through the Lifestyles Vendor program and find somebody to go out, it's it's a little bit cheaper, a little more reasonable than what they can offer me. So I'm kind of doing the work anyway, anytime there's a small issue. There hadn't been many issues.
So you're effectively managing the property yourself. You just it's comforting to have a property manager available to you on your payroll, just in case, you know, something terrible happens. I mean, is that kind of like an insurance policy for you? Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but at this point, I'm thinking like just as what I've learned from just managing this thing remotely or other things I've done is I would pay somebody to go ahead and maybe get the lifestyles people to get it rented. But from there, all the management stuff is just, it'd almost be better if I did it because they'll have direct contact with me, because anytime I need something done, I have to go through them, and they have all these other properties and there's a delay.
Yeah. And you're interested in your property. You're not interested in all the other properties that the property manager is managing. So your property is kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. And like I said, I think they do a great job, but if I was direct on it, I could do it faster. But it gets done. That's the important thing. You don't have to manage it. It's just one of those things I'm kind of considering. I don't know if I would or not.
So you're currently paying a property manager to professionally manage your property, but you're also contemplating managing it yourself. What I think is really, really neat about this whole scenario is that you can go either way. You can be completely passive and continue to allow the property manager to provide the services that they provide, and you're basically completely hands off, or you can just do what you've been doing, which is being a little bit hands on and just go ahead and manage the property yourself. Because after all, Lifestyles Unlimited taught you both methodologies, and you get to choose, right?
That's right. And so last summer, we ended up renting our primary residence, and I'm actually self-managing that one through what I've learned off the Lifestyles, the challenge program, so which is right here in town. But also, I don't go to that property either. I don't have to. So it's no difference than it being in my own backyard or it being in Houston. It's the same process.
Where do you start your process? I mean, what's the first thing you do? I mean, do you make a cup of coffee? Do you call a realtor? What do you do?
When you mean like to get the property listed? Or
no, to go out and find, like, let's say you're going to find property number three. What's okay. The first thing you would do to find property number three? Is it, do you make a cup of coffee first? Do you call a realtor? What do you do?
Well, I'd have to have a cup of coffee because I have addiction issues with that.
Yeah, you do.
But my next step would be just to, man, if my next deal is probably going to come from Lifestyles Unlimited, the realty team, because Moon was so good at helping me with my first property. I mean, he was just so good. And it's like he works 24/7. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he responds at 3 a.m, 8 p.m. I'm like, I don't think the guy sleeps. Somebody said that on another show, and I think the same.
Yeah, he is a production machine. I mean, he does a lot for a lot of our fellow members, and he goes out and he scours what's out there and finds the best possible deals to bring to the membership, and then he presents on a platter a deal to you, in which case you go, hey, that's a pretty good deal. And getting back to that deal that we were talking about that Moon brought you, you were getting $360 a month in cash flow. And when you annualize that, that's like giving yourself a $4,300 a year raise. And that's just from one property. When we come back from the break, we're going to explore this topic. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Jeff, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So as we were going to break, Jeff, I started approaching this topic of cash flow. Now, cash flow is kind of an interesting thing because most people that quote unquote invest, they don't experience cash flow because any returns that they might make on the investment tends to go into something called a 401k or an IRA or some other government endorsed savings account that we call a retirement plan. Did you ever have one of those, by the way? I'm just kind of curious if you ever had a 401k or an IRA.
I did have one. During
you're speaking
COVID,
in the past tense.
I cashed it in and I put it in real estate.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did.
You did. How much money was sitting in that account?
It wasn't a whole lot. Probably like 20 grand.
Okay.
We used the equity from our primary residence and that to get us started.
Okay. So you bought that first property, and that first property started producing, I think you said it's producing about $360 per month in the current environment. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's producing about $4,300 a year in annual income. That's a nice little bump to your household income, I would think. Is that true? Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, every little bit adds up. That's what I'm learning. Every little trickle that I don't have to go out and work for really makes a huge difference in my financial position.
And then you added a second asset. And I think if I heard correctly before we went to the commercial break, I think you said your combined cash flow between the two assets is $831. Did I get that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So
that is correct.
When you take $831 and you annualize it, that is effectively giving you a $10,000 a year raise. When's the last time your boss sat you down and said, Jeff, we love what you do so much, we're going to give you a $10,000 a year raise? When's the last time that happened?
Never happens. I mean, normally it's like, oh, we can only do like 2%. And then for a long time, they weren't even, I mean, it took me 11 years to even get a promotion because they had everything frozen. They had wages frozen, basically. Besides the cost of living, there was no promotions.
So everything was just stagnant.
Everything was really stagnant.
So if like all of a sudden the insurance agencies decided to raise their rates, your insurance bill would go up, but your wages wouldn't go up?
That's correct.
That must have been a little painful.
Yeah, that's a lot of painful. That's what got me to Lifestyles. Is I was working a full time job. I would get off my day job and I'd go to my car and I'd throw my Domino's pizza outfit on and then I'd go hustle pizzas to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, some 5 to 9 or so. And so that really wasn't effective because then I didn't get to see my family, and it was a very crucial time for my oldest daughter because she was in high school, a freshman in high school, and I did that through her whole high school career. And I missed the majority of it.
And you can't get any of that time back, can you?
That time's lost.
And one of the challenges fathers like you and I have that we're forced to do things like that is now we got to try and play catch up in our adult time frame, and it's a little bit harder to do, is it not?
It's very hard because she doesn't live with me, and I'm not. It's different from my two youngest because they're right here with me every day. And but with her, she doesn't live with me, so when she comes, we almost can't get enough conversations in and enough in one day to get to where we need to be. You know.
So does that extra $10,000 in cash flow that you've produced for yourself, does that keep you from having to deliver pizzas? Is that the trade-off?
Yeah, that is the trade-off. You know, I'm done with that. That ship has sailed. I mean, and it's weird because my wife calls me a weirdo because I like delivering to the pizzas and seeing the kids. You know, I love kids, and that was just, it was like being a Santa Claus on Friday when you show up with a pizza. You know, but at the same time, I don't want to have to go do that kind of stuff. You know, I want to live my life and be with my family.
We've got you on this glide path where you're investing your money into real estate assets. You have two assets currently in your portfolio. They're doing some great things for you. We've talked about the cash flow. What did you do as far as equity capture across these two properties? Do you happen to have that number? I know it's kind of an oddball number to ask out of the blue, but I'm just kind of curious how much additional equity you were able to generate in these properties.
Yeah, I have it. So when I bought that first house in Houston, they said it was going to appraise for like 210. They were all the numbers were ultra conservative. But it actually ended up coming back and it appraised for $244,000. So that to me was almost like creating money out of thin air just from doing the transaction. It was life changing. I mean, I sat there and I was speechless.
That's an extra $34,000 of equity just based off of what the comps produced on the refinance on that particular property.
Right. Well, actually, it was 44,000.
44. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was huge to me because at that time I wasn't making that much more at my job. You know, I was struggling. You know, it's been a hard road.
This is life changing money.
Very life changing.
So at the end of the day, you were like most Americans. You were struggling to make ends meet. You wanted to give your family the best life that you could give them, and you were doing whatever you could within your power in order to meet the economic requirements of your household. But in 2021, that all changed. What do you remember what caused you to stop doing what you had been doing and to start doing what you're doing now with real estate?
Yeah, you know, it's like when I went to the first workshop, the bells were going off in my head, and I had a paradigm shift. I was like, this, just because everybody in my family has done things this way doesn't mean that I have to continue down that path. And then I realized, well, it's not like I'm a bad person or I'm not a hard worker, but maybe this isn't the right plan, you know. And like, Lifestyles has the map, and I thought, well, I saw myself just being able to follow the map. I can follow instructions. I knew that. I went to school. I did what they told me to do. I did everything that I thought society wanted out of me, and it just did not work. And one day I just sat down and I did the math on it. I went, hey, I make this much money after taxes. And I said, wow. I said, you know what? Everybody talks about the 4% rule. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to save $1 million. I got to do something different.
And different you did. You joined Lifestyles Unlimited. You went through the educational program. You started buying real estate. And your life, well, has it changed? Has your life changed for the better because of real estate?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you how it's changed. It's empowered me to have a vision and to not be hopeless. And it's given me a dream, and my children have watched me do this. My wife is a big part of supporting our goals, and we're really into this together. And it's just had a huge impact. The cash flow is just almost just a bonus, but the equity capture on this is real. It's real wealth, you know, and all the benefits that go along with it. It's just done wonders for my family.
How much has your net worth gone up since 2021? Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really have, it's probably five times what it was, and it wasn't much.
Wow.
So yeah. I pretty much took everything I had in that first property, and I went ahead and invested it. All of it. And so if I can do that again, just like kind of when we go to the 2-day, it's very real. It's very possible, and it's real.
Before we went to the commercial break, I was asking you some questions about, you know, what you look for in a particular real estate deal, because, you know, I just like having that conversation. Like, you know, you and I are just going to talk and everybody's going to eavesdrop on us, which they're doing right now. So we kind of talked about the cash flow. And if I recall correctly, you said you want to see at least $200 per month in cash flow. Did I have that number right? Or do you have a different number you'd like to see as a minimum?
I think that's a good number.
Okay. What about on the equity capture side. So in other words, for the audience out there, when I'm talking about equity capture, we're talking about additional equity that Jeff would receive in the deal in addition to the cash that he puts into the equity. So what do you like to see? Do you like to see a doubling effect? Do you like to see a percentage? What do you like to see?
You know, that's a good question. It just me right now, I'm kind of changing my mindset. I think maybe, I mean, because, you know, I have a pretty stable job, and I have the cash flow coming in from these other two. I think I'm looking for more of a less cash flow and probably more equity capture. It's not like I go to work every day and just hate my job. I mean, I work with some pretty good people, you know, and but that equity capture is very, very powerful to increase your net worth and to make huge changes for my family.
So it sounds like you'd be looking for deals that would double or triple your equity in the transaction. Am I onto something?
I would do that all day long. And be smiling ear to ear.
So yeah. So for the audience, because I think we just lost the audience, what we're saying is that if Jeff were to put $25,000 into a deal, because that's what we talked about, we're seeing deals requiring about $25,000 worth of capital participation. So he would put $25,000 of his own money into the deal, but he would capture $50,000 or potentially $75,000 of additional equity over and above that $25,000 he puts in. So what he's doing is he's taking $25,000 and he's basically ballooning it to like $75,000 or $100,000 worth of total equity. That's what we're talking about, right, Jeff?
Right, right. It's very powerful. What does Dale say? You can't get rich slow.
Can't get rich slow. No, you definitely can't. So are you seeing deals that are coming out that are providing you that type of equity capture? I know I've seen a couple, but
the equity has been amazing lately, way better than when I first started.
What markets are you exploring?
Well, so right now, I mean, I've already kind of built up a network of vendors from the vendor list with the Lifestyles. So I would do another one in Houston. I mean, once I get it up and running, I mean, it's pretty easy from there. I would also consider doing something in Temple, but we don't have, I don't see the deals like it comes from Lifestyles, which is going to take some more work. And it would be just as easy just to get with Moon Kim and get a deal that way, you know?
Yeah. You know, since you live in that part of the state of Texas, how close is Temple to, say, Kyleen? Are you guys like really close to each other?
Oh yeah, we're about 20 miles away. 20 minutes.
Okay. Would you be interested in investing in Kyleen?
Yeah, potentially.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm gonna do for you, Jeff. And I can't do this over the airways, but I can tell everybody what we're gonna do. So let me just share with the audience what I'm gonna do for you after the radio show is over. I'm gonna put you in contact with another Lifestyles Unlimited member that has about 20 single family properties in Kyleen. She's been able to capture equities like you're looking for. Her cash out of pockets have been less than $25,000, and she's been able to get the cash flows that you say are your minimums. Would you be interested in me connecting you with that member?
How could I say no?
How could you say no? I mean, it's like I just pulled out my silver platter and I just handed you something. And that's the power of the membership, right?
That's right. That's exciting.
That's me taking information that you provided me and connecting the dots with information that I received from another member. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you with that other member so that the two of you can talk about the possibilities. And you know what? You may get your real estate plan going a lot faster once I put you in touch with this member, because this member has got some things that she's going to share with you. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Are you excited, Jeff? Because you should be really excited right now.
I am totally excited.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
There we go. Hey, if you want to do what Jeff's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.